Beis, the first hundred part of Tosfos, spoke about the world of Neta Revai in Chutz La'aretz, and we saw that although Tosfos built up two possibilities to explain the Mando Amar of Kerem Revai Tani, we saw that the Rambam had a third possibility, and that was a Malkos between the Rambam and the Gaonim as to how to understand this Mando Amar, and a lot of it related to the issue of the nature of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. Is it an expansion of the Doraisa, or is it Panim Chadashos Balakan, an entirely new construct? That's what we spoke about last time, correct? Okay, then Tosus moves over to the context of our Gemara, in which we say that Esrog is similar to an Elon b'shalosh drachim, and the third one is in terms of Shemitah. And Rashi over there points out b'shalosh drachim. Orga uravai nohig bo ki ilan liyan shviyas hochem b'peiros of achar hachanata ki ilan v'lo achar lekita ki yerek. That if we want to know whether a vegetable or a fruit, whether a yerek or a pri, relates to the world of Shemitah, we have different criteria. According to Rashi, that the yerek, we view it relating to Shemitah in terms of lekita, literally in terms of when it's picked, and Masha'enken, by the pre, we view the moment that the pre begins, the chanata, when the pre begins to grow on the tree. That's the criteria, if it began to grow in the sixth year, even if it grows through the seventh year, so it still has nothing to do with Shemitah. If it begins in the seventh year, even though it's going to be picked in the eighth year, that's something that's going to relate to Shemitah, with all the dinim of Shemitah, the dinim of Kedushas Shviyas, in terms of Yisurei Schora, in terms of Tfisas Damim, in terms of the world of Bihur. There are many, many halachos that relate to all the Shemitah, and we have different criteria. Tosos was not happy with Rashi's criteria. Masha pirish bekuntris l'shvi, it says, linan basar, chanata ki'ilan v'lo basar l'kita ki'yerek, masha mitok perusho, debi'yerek az linan basar l'kita le'inyan shvi. That's the criteria in terms of Shviyas, so we go after the Lakit. We're going to see that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah had a different understanding of Rashi, but let's first work our way through this Tosfos and then to the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, you could put that explanation into our Rashi as well, and then all the issues would fall off. And Tosfos feels that Rashi lodok, namely that this does not fit in with the Mekoros, because of a perush of Rabbeinu Nisim to explain a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. Okay? In other words, it's all based on the perush of Rabbeinu Nisim. What we're going to do is go through Tosfos and then see, is this the only way, really, of learning? Then Tosfos' issue with Rashi does not appear to be an issue per se, that something's wrong is wrong with Rashi's perush in terms of the sources as we have them. But since we have to be farem for astira, and we have a derech of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon of how to answer up astira, and that would go against Rashi, that's Tosfos' issue. What is astira that we have? The Memseches Shviyas Tanan Kol Hasvichin Mutarim Chutz Mi Svichei Kruv. Okay, this statement was said by whom in the Mishnah in Maseches Shviyas? Who's the author of this statement? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Asvichin Mutarin Chutz Misvichei Kruv. The Mishnah continues. Chachamim disagree. However, this is Rabbi Shimon's statement. V'hiksha Rabbeinu Nisim Miperek Makom Shen Nahagu. The Tani Ipcha. In other words, that if we look in the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Pesachim over there deals with a student of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai who was eating a kruv during Shemitah, and he was asked how can he do that, and we're going to have to see the context of the Gemara over there. And he pointed out that he saw Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and so he is following Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And what is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? The Tanya, and always if you look in what I printed out for you, so the Mishnah is the top source, and then if you go down about a third of the page, so you have the Gemara in Psachim, which the second paragraph begins, "My Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya Shimon Omer, ko asvichin asurin chutz mi svichei kruv." Namely, that we have the exact opposite statement. In the Mishnah it says, ko asvichin mutarim chutz mi svichei kruv, that svichei kruv are the exception in terms of being asur. And in this Bryce it says, ko asvichin asurin chutz mi svichei kruv, that svichei kruv are the exception, that they are mutar. This is lechora astira minei ubei. So Rav Nissim go and explain the tirates, the hahi, the mesecha shvi, is the katani, kol hasvichin mutarim, mairi, b'svichin shel erev shviyas, shenichnesu b'shviyas. Then we were dealing with two different worlds of svichin. We're dealing with two different worlds of that which lechora appears to have grown on its own. Now when you're dealing with vegetables, it's very possible that seeds fell on the ground, and that they grew on their own, and so we can have the transition from Erev Shvius, from the sixth year to the seventh year, or have the transition from the seventh year to the eighth year, and that's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. When we're dealing with the Svichin from the sixth year to the seventh year, Kevan de Gadlu Ruban Bishishis Heim Kishel Shishis Umutarim Af Lischora. Chutz misvichei kruv sheheim asurin l'skora kedin shviyis o achar biyur la'achila kedmarfit mefarshinan biyirushalmi. Namely, that we're going to distinguish between all vegetables and the kruv. We're dealing with a situation where most of the vegetable grew in the sixth year and it was picked in the seventh year. So we're going to say by most vegetables there's not going to be any Iser on these Svichin. Why would we think there would be an Iser? What is the issue over here of Svichin, according? Excuse me? No, but what is the issue of Svichin? We're speaking about that which grew on its own. That which grew, it wasn't planted, it grew on its own. Right? What's the issue? If it grew on its own, so no Easter was done with it, it wasn't planted, what's the issue over here?
That the leaves are going to grow in the...
That we're afraid that, in other words, that Chazal, in other words, that we have over here a machokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. According to the Chachamim, this really midaraisa is totally mutter. We're dealing with something which grew on its own from the sixth year into the seventh year, it's totally mutter. But we're afraid that people are going to plant in the seventh year, and then they're going to go ahead and sell it to us. And you're allowed to sell small amounts of vegetables that are grown in the seventh year. You can't sell it wholesale, but you can sell it small amounts retail. You're only allowed to sell that which grew on its own. But they're going to plant and claim that it grew on its own. So therefore, Chazal asered the svichim, least, in other words, people will use it as a cover up. They'll use it to explain that which they are selling really grew on its own. So Chazal asered b'chal the vegetables of the seventh year. Rabbi Shimon, he held that the vegetables of the sixth year are mutar. Only the kruv is going to be asur. Why would he distinguish between the kruv that he would say is asur l'schora, and that would be after the time of beer, asur la'achila? So the Rabbi Nissim explains, kimef farshinan b'Yerushalmi. The kol yerek, classically vegetables, atayochol la'amod alav ben chadash, ubein yasham, that since vegetables grow in increments, they grow slowly, so something which had grown during the sixth year and it's picked in the seventh year would have a very, very large size. It would be a large tomato, a large cucumber. That which would have been planted in the seventh year and the person wants to sell it, in other words, it would be small. In other words, it wouldn't have had that same amount of time to grow. And therefore, you would be able to see the difference. You put on the table this vegetable, this, you know, grew in this, really is from the sixth year and grew on its own, and so this I can buy. And this, no, this is small. You know, this is from the seventh year, and I won't buy. So there's no need to make a gzera at the sixth year or to the seventh year when the difference between the sixth year's fruit vegetables and the seventh year's vegetables are obvious. However, avos svichei kruv, however, by the kruv darko ligodel amos, the way that you plant the cabbage is that you have like a cabbage head which is in the ground, and the growth is around that cabbage head. V'yes alim shehem gidelim b'shvius v'shema yikach min ha'alim shehen asurim v'yomar min ha'amot lakachti. That in other words, the it grows. The seventh year growth would be on top of the 6 years growth. It wouldn't be something separate. And therefore, since we're dealing with basically the same vegetable, just the outer part of the vegetable, as opposed to the inner part, so over here, the person selling it would say these leaves are from the inner part, when really they're from the outer part, and there's no way of knowing that these leaves grow very, very quickly. And so you can't say, well, if it's a big leaf, kanera, it's from the sixth year. If it's a smaller leaf, it's from the seventh year, because the rate of growth of the leaves is such that it would be very confusing. And so therefore, Rabbi Shimon said that even though the Chachamim are correct, that generally, in terms of Svichim, as long as most of it grew during the sixth year, it should be mutter. However, by the Kruv, we would not be able to distinguish between that group in the sixth year and the seventh year. So there's a reason to make a gzera. That's the Mishnah that we have in that we have in Shviz. In other words, that all of this would be that, you know, right. And then the Mishnah in Shviz continues. However, there is another opinion. Once we get confused by kruv, we're going. You know, it could be that people will get confused also by other vegetables, and so they made a gzera on all of these svichim. Even though, had we not had kruv, we would not have made the gzera, because we'd say, oh, you can distinguish. Once we have the kruv, which is confusing, we're going to make a gzera across the board. But that's all in terms of the world of moving, transitioning from the sixth year to the seventh year. Vahu de makam shenagu. We move over to the Gemara in Psachim, where we have the brisa. The katani kol hasvichin asurin. That kruv is the exception lekula, not lechumra. Myri besvichin shegadlu b'shvius. We're talking about that which is moving from the seventh year to the eighth year, and most of the growth was in the seventh year, and therefore, basically, we're dealing with that which relates to Shvius. V'aliba d'Rabbi Akiva the Dorish v'chi me'achar shelo nizra me'hechon osfin elolimid al hasvichin shehen asurin afilu ba'achila. Rabbi Akiva holds that we're not dealing over here with gzeira midrabanan on svichim, but we have a da'oraisa, that the Torah says lo nizra v'lo ne'esof. Zriya is aser. So what is that second part of the pasuk, lo ne'esof? That even the svichim, that you are not being zareya, even that which grows on its own in the seventh year, is aser. So the base that we're starting with is iser. And it's aser afilu ba'achila, v'kol sheken l'schara. L'savar sh'asvichin asurim b'shviyas mida araisa. V'afilu kodim zman bir. This has nothing to do with zman bir. This is according to Rabbi Akiva, Adinda oraisa, that you can't eat that which grows, even if it grows on its own, during you can't eat the vegetables that grow in Shviyas, even if they grow on their own. The whole world of beer would apply to the world of fruits, not the world of vegetables. The worlds of fruits, they don't grow on, in other words, they're growing from a tree. And so there's no din of svichin on the tree. There's no din of hein lo ne'esof on the tree. There, it's mutter to eat until the time of the beer. Ukishiyatsu lemotze shviyis, aser midrabanan bichdei shiyasu kayotze bahen. So during the Shemitah year itself, We have an Isur d'oraisa. We move over to these same vegetables that are continuing to grow in the eighth year, and they're going to be picked in the eighth year. Mid d'oraisa, they should be mutter, but they're asur mid rabbanan until b'chdei shiyasu kayotze bahen. In other words, that the kasavar kol shar svichin asurin b'motzei shviyis. So this rule applies to all vegetables. Aval svichei kruv she'en kayotze bahen b'yirakos hasada lo gazrinan bahem mishum shar svichin. But the kruv, there we don't confuse it with other svichin d'ha minkura milsa, because it's obvious that the part, the part that grew post shviyis, umashe gidel ha'mahos harehi shel shviyis va'asur, umashe lo higia harehu shel motzei shviyis v'shari. That you can very easily tell the difference between that part of the kruv that grew motzei shviyis and that part that grew during shviyis. Uman dechazi lebar inish da'achal svichei kruv lemotzei shviyis. And so the person who sees someone else eating kruv motzei shviyis, he is aware that this is something that grew after shviyis. Lo asi lemechal shar svichim, is not going to come to eat the other svichim because the distinction is clear. The hashayni mishar svichim lo gazrinan hetera mishum isura ad kan. Okay, that in other words that we have over here two, a Mishnah and a Braisa, both of them quoting Rabbi Shimon in opposite directions. In one of them, in the Mishnah, the kruv is distinguished in terms of a chumrah. In terms of the Braisa, the kruv is distinguished in terms of a kula. And so the distinction, according to Tosfos, is whether you're moving from whether you are having the transition from the sixth year to the seventh year, then the kruv, which grows quickly, will confuse people, and they'll think that it's really from the sixth year when it in reality is from the seventh year, and so we asur it. Masha'en, can we moving from the seventh year to the eighth year? In that respect, the kruv is going to have a clear distinction between that which grew in the seventh year and the eighth year. Mashenki and other vegetables we would confuse, and so over there the distinction is lekula. Right? That's where Nisim Gaon explains these two statements of Rabbi Shimon. But what's Tosfos's diuk from Rav Nisim Gaon? Mikoma kam shma mina d'lo azlin on klal b'yerek basar lekita. Namely, that nowhere in this entire equation of Rabbi Nisim was Lakita mentioned as a criteria. Ela basar rov gidulim. But we say that the moment that something had most of its growth in a certain year, that will define it. Midashari svichei shishis shenichnasu l'shviyas. That in the Mishnah in Shviyas, we're starting off from a position of heter. And according to the way of Nisim Gaon understood, most of it was grown in the sixth year, so basically it is going to be mutter. It's only a problem because of the confusion of the kruv. But basically, by all other vegetables, the basic position is mutter. Even though they're being picked in the seventh year, that's totally irrelevant. We go after the rov of the gidul, and the rov of the gidul was in the sixth year. Okay, this is Tosfos's argument with Rashi based on the understanding of Rav Nisim Gaon. However, it's not as though we have two statements that are found, one in the Mishnayos in Shviyas and one in the Gemara in Psachim, that are simply two statements in a vacuum. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol HaSfichin Mutarim chutz me'akruv she'asur. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol asvichin asurin chutz me'akruv she'mutar. That's not what we have. We have an entire Mishnah in Shviyas, and we have an entire sugya in Psachim. And when one looks at the two of them in context, one can come up with a very different understanding, which Lechora, in other words, would take Rashi off the hook. So let's look together at the Mishnah in Shviyas and see the understanding of the Bar Tanura, which is basically the understanding of the Rambam, of the Gra, of this Mishnah. It's true that the Rash Mishans on the Mishnah over there learns Derech HaTosfos. Similarly, Tosfos Ipsachim learned Derech HaTosfos. But if we look at it in context, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't begin with Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah begins Hapigam v'hayar vuzin hashotim v'hachagloliot kusbar shebaharim v'hakarpas shebenaharos v'hagargar shel efer. We have a whole list of vegetables. And these are vegetables that are all edible, but the common denominator is that they grow wild. They all grow wild. They all grow on their own. In other words, that they would be hefker. You would simply go in a field, you'd go on a tiul, and you'd find them on the side of the path. And therefore, peturin min hama'asrot, that which is hefker is patur from ma'aser. Look at the Bar Tanura, peturin min hama'aser, the bekol shanim. This has nothing to do with Shemitah. In other words, even though this is a Mishnah in Shemitah, because we're going to move it over to the world of Shemitah, but basically this applies all the entire Shemitah cycle, the first year, second year, etc., whatever masros there may be, as the Mishnah is going to continue. The Mishnah then continues, v'nilkochim mikol adam b'shvius, you can purchase small amounts of these from any person during Shemitah, and we're not afraid that these are things that were planted and are being sold to you with the guise of having grown on their own. No one grows these on their own. These are things that grow wild. Like in Israel, there's a plant called the sabra. The sabra grows wild. People don't cultivate the sabra. If someone's selling you sabra, it means that he simply picked it. He went into a valley or into a mountain, and he picked it. He picked it off of a tree. In other words, they grow on their own. They grow wild. So going back to the Bar Tanura, b'chol hashem b'forish taimash ein kayotzi b'hem nishmar, ein nechshavim b'enei ba'aleihem. That these are things that are so common that it doesn't pay to cultivate them, to irrigate them. Mafkirin osan, even if they're in someone's field. The owner is not interested. These aren't his crops. His crops are apples, or his crops are tomatoes. These are things that simply grow on their own. The hefker potter min ha-ma'aser. Sheneemar uba ha-levi. When do we give ma'aser rishon to the levi? Ki engo chelet v'nachla imach. We give him ma'aser from that which is ours, that which is humanly owned. But the dover she'engo chelet v'nachla imach, yito ma'asrotav. Something that he doesn't have a part in, because it belongs to another person, that you give ma'aser. Yotzai hefker leker chikcho upeya, but that which the Levi has as much access to as anyone else, then yesh lo chelok imach, then there's no ma'aser. So the Mishnah begins by pointing out that we have this whole slew of vegetables that we consider to be cheskos on hefker, and therefore we don't have to worry, maybe they were cultivated, maybe they're owned by someone, maybe they should be chayav p'tur min ha-masros. Secondly, what is this Mishnah doing in Shemitah? V'nilkachim mikol adam v'shvius. Comes the Bar Tanura and explains, l'fisha ein derech l'shomran. Namely, they don't have to worry, maybe someone planted these during Shemitah, and he's selling them to you under the guise of hefker. No one plants these things. The kol davar, Shederech l'shamra, when we have vegetables like tomatoes and cucumbers that people cultivate in order to be able to sell, also liknos me'oso am ha'aretz b'shvius. Here we have an issue of that which was planted in Shemitah b'iser, and then you shouldn't buy it from someone. Shehu, from even if the Amara tells you, no, this is from hefker, hu chashud lishmor ha'peros v'lo lahafkira. In other words, v'avokeach min ha-meshumar, afil k'chatzi isar, asur. That the Bar Tanura explains this according to the Rishonim, that if someone cultivated and watched something and didn't allow other people to get to it, that is considered to be asur for an individual to eat on during Shemitah. V'kol hanach de masnisin, but the entire set of vegetables at the beginning of the Mishnah, cheskosan she'ein meshamrin osan, that they grow hefker, muter likach mehem me'am haaretz, k'dei mazon gimel surat b'uvad v'lo yoter, we're allowed to buy small amounts, we're allowed to buy them retail, not wholesale, She'ein mosrin de meshviyis lama aretz. We don't want, you know, when you buy Shemitah fruits, then the Kedusha moves to the money, and then we're afraid that Amaretz is going to misuse the money. A small amount of money he'll use to buy food, which is permissible. A larger amount he may use to buy a car, which is usher. We're afraid if he has a lot of money, he'll use it to buy items that are not food. Okay? Now, we continue in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Omer, Svichei Chardal Mutarim, Shelo Nechshedu Aleihem Ovrei Avera. That Rav Yehuda says, I'm going to add to this list mustard seed. Mustard seed also grows hefker, and therefore it's pater min ha-meiser, and you can buy it from the Amaretz in small amounts, that were not choshed them that they planted it. Rashi, I say Bartanura, la-haviyam min ha-shamur, we're not choshed over aver la-haviyam min ha-shamur, ain halacha k'Rav Yehuda. We don't agree with Rav Yehuda. We don't put mustards in that category. Mustard is grown as a crop. Okay, that's a machokes Rav Yehuda, and the Chachamim, can we assume that the mustard is hefker, or are we afraid maybe that the Amaretz grew it? Then we move over into the Mishnah that is quoted by Tosfos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol hasfichin mutarim, chutz misfichei kruv, she'en kayotze behen biyerkot hasadeh, v'chachamim omrim kol hasfichin asurin. That we have a overall machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim as to whether if an Amaretz is going to claim that vegetables, the tomatoes, the cucumbers, they grew on their own, are we afraid that he is simply it's telling us a tall tale, and we're going to assume that he grew these on his own? That's the sheet of the Chachamim. Kol hasfichin asurim. We're not going to believe him. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, kol hasfichin mutarim. That we can assume that people are not lying to us. Mutar likach mikol adam machzikin lehu she'enan min hashamur. If they say that it grew wild, we'll believe them that it grew wild. Chutz misfichei kruv. That sfichei kruv, no one, it doesn't grow wild. So it must be that it was cultivated. That's the context of the Mishnah, namely that the whole issue is one of, is this min hashamur or is this min hahefker? Nothing to do with whether it's from the sixth year, from the seventh year, etc. Just that when we're dealing with vegetables, can we assume that vegetables grew wild, or should we assume that they were cultivated? So the Mishnah begins with a list of vegetables that are certainly wild. And then we have a question about chardal. And then the Mishnah moves over to a basic machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, whether bichlal, when we're dealing with vegetables that could be wild or could be cultivated, Chachamim say, if they could be this way, it could be that way, we're going to be choshed that people are lying. Rabbi Shimon says, we're not going to be choshed people are lying. But if something is only cultivated, like kruv, then we're really choshed that he's lying. Okay? In other words, it has nothing to do with the area of that Rav Nissim Gaon, that Tosus was Medayik in Rav Nissim Gaon. So there was another way of learning the Mishnah. Okay, yes? Okay, moving over to the Gemara in Psachim. That Gemara also, it's a Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph. If you recall, the Perek Mokom Shenahagu began on Daf Nun, where we're dealing with items that there are different customs as to whether they are permitted or whether they're usher. We could be dealing with periods of time, Erev Pesach in the morning, as to whether can do malacha, one can't do malacha, certain foods, etc. Sometimes we have things that in Chutz Laretz have one minhag, and Eretz Yisrael have another minhag, and that's the whole sugya of what if someone is moving from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz to keep his old minhagim, the new minhagim. Daitalachsar, Eno Daitalachsar, that's all the sugya over there on Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. And then it says over there that if your Rebbe happened to have a Shitas Yechidi, you would be allowed to follow him, but your own children should not necessarily follow him because he's a Das Yachid, so he passed in that way for himself. If you're his Talmud, you can follow him, but for Klal Yisrael should follow the Das of the rov. In that context, the Gemara moved over to the world of Svichei Kruv, where we have a machlokus between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. And so we have this individual who was eating Svichei Kruv, and he gave it to his son, and he said to his son that I eat this because I saw Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai eat it, and I'm his Talmud Muvak, and Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav. But you, in other words, you should, since you're my son, so when you're in my presence, you're allowed to eat, because you're like an extension of me. When you're not in my presence, then you're part of Klal Yisrael, and then you shouldn't eat, because Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. My Rabbi Shimon, so here we have a Braisa, Kol HaSvichin Asurin, Chutz MiSvichei Kruv, She'en Kayotzi Bahen, B'yera Kasoda, Chachamim Omrim, Kol HaSvichim Asurim. So Chachamim are the same as we saw in the Mishnah, Kol HaSvichin Asurim. Rabbi Shimon appears to be the opposite. And over here, Rashi in Psakim explains, what are we talking about? What is the issue that we're talking about? Rashi says that we're talking about the issue of Bi'ur. One of the principles of Shemitah is that as long as fruits and vegetables are in the field, then anyone can eat them in their homes. The moment they are no longer in the field, then one is not allowed to eat these fruits without being mavayer them. Being mavayer them, most of them understand, to take them outdoors, be mashkir them to anyone who wants to take them, and only then one would be allowed to eat them. So in this context, kol hasvichin asurin b'shviyas mizman habior ve'elech, that the world of bior applies to all agricultural products, chutz mesviche kruv. Why is sviche kruv unique? So Rashi over here has two perushim, right? En kayotze beheba yera kasada. Rashi points out, misharashin hen gedelim. Dibrasu en kayotze beheba yera kasada. Hare hen ki ilan shemosif anothim al anothim. Velav bichlal shar svichin ninhu. Vekol shar svichin mizera hanechbat, aval sviche kruv en okein. El alav gedelim ba anothim o asra Torah. So Rashi over here points out that there is one perush of the Gemara that the Gemara over here is speaking about the shita of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds, as we pointed out, Hein Lo Nizra, that svichin are adin de oraisa, to that which are vegetables, and we view the kruv not as a vegetable, but as a fruit. And so Rashi says, kashali, it's very, very strange. I never heard that kruv is a fruit, and fruits also lechora. There's the concept of zman biur; it doesn't fit in. V'nira be'enai, says Rashi, taima mishum de kruv eino kola lechaya koyemot achoref. In other words, that the easiest way of learning Gemara, says Rashi, is that kruv is that which is grown under the ground, like an onion, and simply there is no shas bior. It's going to remain in the ground throughout the winter. There is never going to be a point where it's going to disappear from the landscape. And so there's no din of bior. Bior depends. Chalal achayim and asada. Kruv is always going to be around. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon said that kruv is unique, because it's always going to be around. And Rabbanan say, no, if there's a din of biur for all vegetables, we're going to aser the kruv also. In other words, so that people shouldn't get confused. If people see you're eating kruv, they say, oh, you can eat all vegetables, even though all vegetables have a shasa biur, and this doesn't. Namely, that the context of the two sugyos is totally different. The Mishnah deals with shamur and eno shamur, whether something is cultivated or hefker. That's the context of the Mishnah. And then, what Rabbi Shimon is saying is that kruv, there's no issue. In other words, it's not something which is purely hefker. It's not even something which is sometimes wild and sometimes cultivated. Kruv is always cultivated, and the chachamim make a gzera across the board on all svichin. That's the context of the Mishnah, and the context of the Gemara is the context, according to Rashi, of biur. And the context of biur is that which has a shas biur is going to be asur. What about that which doesn't have a shas biur? It's going to remain in the ground all the time. So Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. I'm saying that we're going to be goes there this or to that. Namely, it's a totally different context. Nothing to do with the point in time at which something moves from being chol to kedusha shmita, or something moves from being kedusha shmita to chol. This has nothing to do with the world of gidul, nothing to do with the world of lakita at all. Okay, so in other words, Tosis's proof against Rashi is from the way Rav Nissim Gaon understood that these two brises are talking about things that are transitioning from year to year. And the question is, at what point they move, their status changes. And since the Gemara only speaks about the length of time that it was, that with Rov Gidulon, Kaner that Rov Gidulon is the basic criteria and not Lakita. That's the way that, that's in other words, that Tosis is asking on Rashi, and whether Kruv is viewed like everything else and not viewed like everything else. So sometimes we're more lenient and sometimes we are more stringent with Kruv because it grows differently. Sometimes by Kruv it's obvious what year it's from, and sometimes by Kruv, just the opposite, it's totally confusing what year it's from. And as such, we're going to view it in a different manner. Okay, so just to keep things in the context. So again, so Rashi can hold his shita, in other words, of Lakita without having a kasha from this either the Mishnah or the Gemara. But Tosas was working off of Rav Nissim Gaon. That's the way he learned in the Tosas in Pesachim. That's the way the Rashmi Shantz learned in Maseches Shviyas. So Tosas viewed Rashi as being untenable. If Rashi is untenable, then what then is the criteria for vegetables? So Tosas continues, V'yesh lamar d'nehi d'lo azlin an basar lakita mikol makam basar chanata nami lo azlina. In other words, it doesn't mean that we only have one criteria for fruits and vegetables of chanata. Ela hagadol be'iser asur beheter muter. Namely, the Tosos views the criteria of in terms of fruits as chanata, and in terms of yerek as rov gidul. That these are two different worlds. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, what was Andaf? What was the Tosfos again? Do you recall? Oh, Yudalit, huh? Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah over there simply understands Rashi differently. That he understands that when Rashi says Lakita, what does Rashi mean by Lakita? Rashi Balakita also agrees with Tosfos that everything goes after the Gidul. But the Gidul is not defined by Rov, as Tosfos says. How is Gidul defined? By Gmar HaPri. And when generally do we know if a fruit has reached its point of ripeness, technically, when it's being picked. But the picking is not the act of picking which is going to be the criteria, but rather it's a din of gidul, but it's a din of kol gidul, as opposed to Tosfos, who has a din of rov gidul. Okay, that's the Tosfos is not all that bothered, in other words, by Rashi, because it sort of is very, very similar to his perush. But what I'd like to discuss with you for 2 minutes is The not the kasha and Rashi from the Mishnah in Shviyas or the kasha and Rashi from the Gemara in Psachim, but simply within Rashi, within the Shita itself, to begin to speak about Lakita as being meaningful. Where do we find that everyone agrees that the criteria for determining the status of a vegetable is Lakita? Where is this coming from, this din of Lakita? It's coming from the world of Ma'asrot. Namely, that we have different Ma'asrot that we give during different years of the Shemitah cycle. During all the years, we give Ma'aser Rishon, first through sixth. However, the first, the second, and the fourth, and the fifth years, we give Ma'aser Sheni, while the third and the sixth year, we give Ma'aser Ani. How do we know if a fruit, or a vegetable, I'm sorry, how do we know if a vegetable, so in terms of fruits, everything goes after Chanata. Chanata is the criteria for all the fruits to determine if the Chanata is before Tu Bishvat, the Chanata is after Tu Bishvat, that's going to determine whether it belongs to the previous year or it belongs to this year. But in terms of vegetables, we use not Tu Bishvat, we use Rosh Hashanah. But what do we look at? We look at when it was picked. If it was picked during the second year of the Shemitah cycle, so then there's going to be Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni. If it was picked during the third year of the Shemitah cycle, then there's going to be Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Shlishi. There, everyone agrees that it's Toloi in Lakita. When it comes to Kedusha Shviyas, there we have a very, very basic machlokes between the Balei HaTosos who say it can have nothing to do with Lakita. It has to be in the world of growth, not Chanata, not the beginning of the growth, either Rove of the Gidol or all of the Gidol. Well, Rashi, on the surface, appears to say that if Lakita is our criteria in terms of Masros, so Lakita will also be our criteria in terms of Kedusha Shviyas. What over here is the, you know, is where is there room to distinguish between the world of Shemitah and the world of Ma'aser? What over here is the more essential issue that Tosus has with Rashi? Again, Tosus disagrees with Rashi on the surface because we have a stira between a Mishnah in Shviyas and the Gemara in Psachim, and Rav Nissim Gaon explains that there's no stira. We're dealing with two different transitions, and the working assumption of Rav Nissim Gaon is that everything goes after Rov Gidol. Okay, that's, in other words, Rav Nissim Gaon, kvodo b'mekom amunach. Had we not had Rav Nissim Gaon, b'chol zot, I think that Tosus would have been very uncomfortable with Rashi. What is... Let's say, for example, let's take a tomato, okay? You begin growing this tomato. You go ahead. You plant the tomato. You plant the tomato during the Shemitah year, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it grows and it grows and it grows, and then you pick it the day after Rosh Hashanah. So Tosa says that according to Rashi, that is Mutar Midaraisa, because since it was picked the day after Rosh Hashanah, so it's considered to be a vegetable of the eighth year. What is strange about that? Had it been picked Erev Rosh Hashanah, it would have been a vegetable of the seventh year. When it's picked the day after Rosh Hashanah on Tzom Gedalia, then it's a vegetable of the eighth year. What over here is, you know, simply logically difficult with such an approach. When we speak about a vegetable relating to Shemitah, what terminology is used in terms of this vegetable? It has. And what does that give the vegetable? It gives it kedusha. Right? In other words, we speak about Kedusha Shviyas, that a vegetable, you know, it fits very, very nicely into the world of Kedushin. When a woman is Mekudeshet, so it has a status. There's a status of an Eishes Ish. She's usher to the entire world, and she's mutter to her husband, and there are all sorts of halachot. The husband is chayef to share ksut va'ona, etc. Parallel to that, kedusha shvius, we're dealing with something which is usher to sell wholesale. We're dealing with that when the zman beer comes, you're not allowed to eat it. That when you eat it, you have to eat it kederech achila. You're not allowed to throw it away, and you're not allowed to be mavaza it. There are all sorts of halachos of kedusha shvius. Now this vegetable is growing, right? If you were to pick it erev shvius, that means that this vegetable is full of kedusha. What happens if you let it stay in the ground for three more days and then you pick it up? Then we say that it's a vegetable of the eighth year. But what happened to the kedusha? What happened to the kedusha? Or well, we'll say, let's take the sixth year. You plant this tomato Rosh Chodesh Elul. If you're going to pick it erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, oh, this vegetable is pure chol. If you pick it the day after Rosh Hashanah, wow, this vegetable is full of kedusha. What happened over Rosh Hashanah? All of a sudden, that this vegetable was spiritualized. Was given kedusha. Simply the fact that we're looking at the heftza of the fruit of having kedusha makes Rashi's approach. Everything is totally in Lakita very problematic. If we say it's totally in gidul, so you could say it's totally in rov gidul, right? If rov of the gidul takes place during the seventh year, that gives the fruit kedusha. Or kol gidul, the way Tosfos learns Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, if it was totally grown, that gives the fruit kedusha. Those are fine. I mean, when we're dealing with gidul, that makes sense that we're dealing with that which relates to the fruit intrinsically, internally. But lakita, that's a purely human act. Why should lakita be relevant to the world of kedushas shvius? Where is lakita very, very relevant? In the world of maestros. What's the difference between maestros and shvius? When the fruit is in the ground, when the vegetable is in the ground during the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, what is its status? When you pick the vegetable, what is its status?
What?
It's tevel, right? We have this thing called tevel. We have that which is in its natural state. When vegetables grow naturally in Eretz Yisrael, they are tevel. It's irrelevant if they grow in year one, year two, year three. It's all one tevel. What creates the ma'asrot? The hafrasha. When you are mafrish and you are nos and shame. When I cut off a certain part of the vegetable and say, this is for the kohen, and this is for the levi, and this is ma'aser sheni, and this is ma'aser ani, that creates the truma, the ma'asros, v'chulei. Okay? So then, if I want to know, just a minute, okay, I was mafrish. Was I mafrish from the first year or from the second year or from the third year? What could very well be the criteria? Lakita. Namely, lakita is a totally neutral criteria that simply tells us whether I'm going to be, when I'm mafrish, am I going to be mafrish in this direction or am I going to be mafrish in that direction? That the shana of the lakita will determine whether I'm going to give ma'aser ani or ma'aser sheni. There's nothing intrinsic in the vegetable. It's a question as to which year it relates to. Which year it relates to, their lakita can certainly serve as a criteria. However, in terms of Shemitah, it's not a question of which year it relates to. It's a question of kedusha. It's kedusha within the chefza. Kedusha within the chefza, the chora, makes sense in terms of growth. We say that when something grows in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShemitah, then it has kedusha shvius. How much does it have to grow? So for it's for a fruit and a tree, the beginning of the growth. For a vegetable, rove of the growth. Or for a vegetable, all of the growth. But in terms of Shemitah, where we're dealing with a fruit or a vegetable that has intrinsic kedusha, there it makes sense to speak about growth as being the criteria. But when we're dealing with the ma'asrot, in other words, there's no intrinsic kedusha. It's all tevel when it's growing. The only thing is that when we have a vegetable of a certain year, that vegetable, we take ma'aser sheni. Vegetable of a different year, we take Meiser Ani. How do we determine which year the special event? So the year it was picked, the year that it was picked, that determines, in other words, the kedusha of Maaser Sheni, or the lack of kedusha of Maaser Ani, that's created by the hafrasha. That's not something which is intrinsic to the vegetable itself. Okay, so in other words, again, Tosus's issue with Rashi is, what does Rashi do with the Mishnah in Shavuos, and what does he do with the Gemara in Pesachim? If we learn like Rav Nissim Gaon, then we have to have a different criteria than the one Rashi has. But we saw, you don't have to learn like Rav Nissim Gaon. You can learn the Mishnah in Shavuos in context of Shavuos. You can learn the Mishnah, the Braisa in Pesachim in the context of Biur, in the context of the Sugya over there in Pesachim. There's no need to bring in the whole issue of Lakita and Gidul. However, Rashi Shita of Lakita, applying Lakita in the world of Shviyas to the world of vegetables, is problematic in terms of its core. That Lakita makes sense when we're dealing with that which is Tevel, and we want to know, is this Tevel going to be turned into Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, by the Hafrasha? So then we'll say the Tevel that was picked in the year 1, 2, 3, right? This has that status. That makes sense. But in terms of Shviyas, where we're dealing with Kedusha Shviyas, Lechora, we should have a criteria which relates to the growth of the fruit, to its connection to the ground. And then we can have a Machalkis. Is it Rov, Gidol, Kol, Gidol, etc.? Their Lakita is very problematic. Okay? I don't have an explanation or words for Rashi, other than like the Seder Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, that what Rashi meant by Lakita was Kol Gidul, as opposed to Tosfos working on Rav Nissim Gaon, who builds it on Rov Gidul. That would fit in much nicer. This distinction is not mine. I don't remember if I mentioned that the Rav once taught Kedushin and Rav Shechter took notes. I was down in the shir at that time. It was before my time, I believe. And his notes were published in an unedited manner. So on this sugya, this is what comes out of his notes, as I understand his notes, in terms of the difference between the world of Shemitah and the world of Maasros. That Lakita fits into the world of Maasros without an issue, but in the world of Shemitah it's much more problematic. Seder? Okay, let's look at the next Gemara. The Seder, Minyana Dereisha. You got the next Gemara, yes? Yeah, okay. Minyana Dereisha L'miyutei Mai, Minyana Deseif L'miyutei Mai, Minyana Dereisha L'miyutei Chupa, L'Rav Huna Do'amar Chupa Kone Mikava Chomer L'miyutei Mai, L'miyutei Chalipa. We're going to return to Rav Huna, and on Daf Hei, so there we'll deal with the issue of Chupa Kone or Chupa Eino Kone. Lemiute chalipe. Okay, so what is the hava mina? Salka daitach amina. Hoil v'gamar kicha kicha mistei Ephron. Masode mekanya b'chalipin. Af isha name mekanya b'chalipin. That we have a mishnah later on that if you want to buy a field, the field is bought b'kesef, b'shtar, b'chazaka, u'b'chalipin. Moving these over to the world of Ishus, so Kesef, we have. And Shtar, we have. Chazaka, that may be similar to Bia, so that maybe we have. But what happened to Chalipin? If it works for a field, shouldn't it work over here? Kamashmala. So that's what the minyan comes. B'shalash drachim v'lo ba'arba. V'eima hachi nami. What over here is the hava mina of Eima Hachinami, that any, if we're learning from Kicha Kicha, so any Kenyan that works by a field of Chora should work by Kedushin. So the Gemara answers, Chalipin isnehu bepachos misha vepruta, veisha bepachos misha vepruta, lo mekanya nafsha. Rashi, Chalipin isnehu v'pachos misha v'pruta kaimel v'perakah zahav konin b'kli afal pi she'eno she v'pruta v'isha v'shava prapuda lo makanya nafsha de gnai hula hilkach batil la l'toras chlipin v'kedushin v'afilu b'kli sheyesh bo shava pruta yahiv la b'lashon chlipin, it would be no good ad yahiv la b'toras lashon kinyan o kicha o kedushin. Namely, that we have two types of kinyanim. We have kinyanim chashuvim, and we have kinyanim that are not chashuvim. And we can only learn out from Stei Ephron that a kinyan which is chashuv is going to work by an isha. And how do we define a kinyan as being chashuv or eino chashuv? Based on Sheva Pruta, right? Based on right, based that if the means of the kinyan, is less than a Sheva Pruta, that's defined as a kinyan she'eno chashuv, and the woman, it doesn't work by a woman. A kinyan she'eno chashuv doesn't work by a woman. Yes?
I still
so I'm saying that once this is defined, this means of kinyan, once the means of kinyan is defined as a kinyan she'eno chashuv, so it doesn't work by the woman. In other words, Rashi was trying to anticipate your question. That we're not talking over here with subjective criteria as to how much the particular item that she is receiving is worth, as much as we're dealing with objectively what is the means of the kinyan. And if the means of the kinyan can be done with a pachos misheva pruta, that is considered to be defined as a kinyan cheno chashuv, and that we cannot learn out from Stei Ephron to a woman. That's what, in other words, that Tosis quotes Rashi. Perish bekunshim de gnayula hilkach batel abetaras chlipin bekedushin afilu bekliyish yesh b'sheva pruta yayv abetaras chlipin v'kasha l'rabenu tam diimkain pashta yada v'kibla tiskadesh v'pachos b'sheva pruta. No, that, in other words, is that a kasha on Rashi? V'od kevan de toli taima mishum de gnayula imkain amay lo parach v'gemara be Bante de Rabbi Yanai de Kaptu Nafshayu v'lo mikdashe v'pachos mitirkava de Dieva kihechi de parach lekaman, etc. V'od kashe keva de saka daito chashta l'migmar kinyani isha kinyani sada imkein isha nami tikni b'chazaka kamo sada. V'od lekaman boi gemara b'shtar minolon umay boi l'migmar umay boi ligmar mi sada. In other words, before we see how Rabbeinu Tam learns, are any of these really questions on Rashi? The way that we read Rashi. Or if you want to, how did Rabbeinu Tam learn Rashi as opposed to the way that we're learning Rashi? Rabbeinu Tam understood that according to Rashi, everything is subjective, and therefore, you know, if it's so totally b'ritzon ha'isha, so why not less than a Sheva Pruta? What about the Bante that only want Tikriva the Zahav, etc., etc.? I don't think that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi, the Gemara didn't ask that Shtar should work from Sada, that Chazaka should work from Sada, because the same way that the same teretz of the Gemara that Rashi pushes off Chalipin, it'll also push off these Kinyanim. Namely, the shtar can be less than a Sheva Pruta. The chazaka can be less than a Sheva Pruta. And the moment that we'll divide it, the moment we'll learn Rashi objectively, that Rashi is saying that what is learned out from Stei Ephron are kinyanim chashuvim. And kinyanim chashuvim are defined as kinyanim in which a pachos mishavel lepruta is not relevant, so then only kesef can be learned out from Stei Ephraim. That's the only place where we have all the other kinyanim of asada, be it shtar, be it chazaka, be it sudar. You can use a means of a kinyan which is less than a sheva pruta. But that's what the Gemara over here is saying. Isha b'pachos misheva pruta lo mikni anafta. Not subjectively, objectively. Objectively, we cannot use for a woman any kinyan which relates to a pachos misheva pruta. We can only use for a woman a kinyan for which you need a minimum of a sheva pruta. Once that's, and then that kinyan works. In other words, then that kinyan works for it. That's considered to be kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. If kesef, which is Sheva Pruta, works in Stei Ephraim. So Kesef, which is Sheva Pruta, is going to work for an Isha, irrelevant of issues of Ratzon. Yes?
I definitely hear to read into Rashi, what the Rav is saying, but I mean, the way Rashi is just written simply seems to read the way
Rabbi Notam understood.
But even still, I think the second two questions don't seem to be in Rashi either way, even if you read that way. The second two questions of Tosos go in the Gemara, that's why I read the questions, because I don't, why are those questions on Rashi as opposed to being a question on the Gemara itself?
I think Tosos is asking on the Gemara according to Rashi, namely that if the Gemara is Hava Amina, is that anything, the Hava Amina, Ema Hachinami, anything which is learned out from Sada should apply to an Isha, and then the Gemara only rejects Chalipin, so it should still leave open the possibility of Chazaka and Shtar. Those two possibilities should still be open if you understand that only Chalipin was taken out of the picture. But if we learn Rashi, that Chalipin was not taken out of the picture qua Chalipin. Chalipin was taken out of the picture because Isha Pachos Misheva Pruta Lo Mekanya Nafsha. Anything which can be Pachos Misheva Pruta, we will view as a kinyan that doesn't apply to an Isha, so that automatically answers the question of Rabbeinu Tam. All right.
Well, why can't we say, like we said before, that whenever someone wants to make a Tanai, as long as the kinyan which works somewhere else, it can work here as well. So in that case, that's where Rabbeinu Tam takes out the word Nafsha. So if you're saying a kinyan can possibly work somewhere else, so why can't the Isha decide that he or she wants it to work as well?
You can't ask from Rashi from a Ran. Namely, the Ran was the one who said that why does Shavu Kesef work by an Isha? The Ran said because Nisratzu Shneyem. So the Ran, we said, opened the Pandora's box. If everything is going to be Tola and Nisratzu, so why not less than a Shavuot, etc.? So to explain the Ran, we said it has to be a Kenyan that works somewhere else. But Rashi could very well learn, like the other Rishonim, that the word, like the Ramban and Tosas Tuch, that the word Kesef means Sheva Kesef. Or like Tosas, that we have a Binyanav from the Zikin, that Sheva Kesef is a Kesef. And then we don't find this Ratza at all as being a meaningful criteria. We find that when I was over here, we have this concept of Isha Pachos Prut, B'Shapchos Sheva Pruta, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. But again, my humble opinion, Rashi is not saying this subjectively. Because then, you're 100% correct. Then everything, then you have all Rabbeinu Tam's questions. Rashi is saying over here that we have this category of Kinyan, of Pachos Misheva Pruta, which does not apply to Kedusha. And so we have the Gzera Shava of Kicha Kicha, to any kinyan, which would be a kinyan chashuv, to any kinyan that would be more than a sheva pruta. Of all the kinyanim of Sada, the only one which requires a sheva pruta, minimally, is kesef. So that's what we're going to learn out to Ishus, and nothing else. And therefore the Gemara has to search for another source for shtar, another source, in other words, that the Gemara never had a havmina that chazaka would work by an isha, and that would also answer the question of the subjectivity. Okay, so this then is where Rashi was holding. So what does Rabbeinu Tam then say? L'kach nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. Someone want to read? Yaakov, Bakasha, Yisrael.
L'kach nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. The garcina b'papos b'shev v'pruta lo makne v'lo garcina nashav.
The Lord dictated Taya Milsa.
Right. Ella, high time up. Meshum de Gamar, Kicho, Kicho, Mistay Ephron. Dichti Bey, Ketet, Papos, Misheva, Bruto, Lo Mikri Ketet. So he's saying that there's been a Shag explainer.
I think it's probably pretty clear. Continue.
Right.
Uber Pachos.
What? Pachos Misheva, Bruto, Lo Mikri Ketet.
Yeah.
The Maksha, the Sheikh Shah, the Tchila.
Okay, so here we're going to leave this Lineta for next time. Sorry. In other words, since you already prepared it, so I think we can have shiur. You already prepared this Gemara, right? So we can have shiur on Tzom Gedalia and deal with this, yes? In other words, you'll finish preparing. Okay, so we'll... So Belin Neder, next time we're going to deal with this issue of what is the relationship between Chalipin and Kesef. What is the relationship between Chalipin and Kesef? We read no time over here. Says Mishum Dehavei Ke'ein Kesef. In what way is Chalipin similar to Kesef? In what way is Chalipin going to be different from Kesef? That will help you at least give a direction to some of the Mar Makamas. Okay. So Belin Neder, next time we'll finish this Tosfos. I don't know whether we're going to get very far beyond that. And so if you can use your time to chazer, you know, where it's up, you know, it's to that moving into Tavshin Ayin Zayin, that you know, it's have Baruch Hashem, you know, at least begun the world of Kedushin. I think that would be you know, a good use. We'll, on Tzom Gedalia, we'll neder do the sugya of Chalipin, and then Emir Tzashem, Tzom Gedalia, and then Emir Tzashem on, you know, where it's during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we'll continue over here into the Gemara of Sefer course of Ein Dorei Tavarecher course.